Star Wars is back in yet another guise. Obi-Wan Kenobi hits Disney Plus tomorrow. Moses Ingram made her name a couple of years ago, starring alongside Anya Taylor-Joy in The Queen's Gambit. That role earned her an Emmy nomination. Now she's playing a starring role in the new expansion series into the Star Wars universe. As I say, Obi-Wan Kenobi, which sounds like this.
They're coming. Stay hidden. Or we will not survive.
I want every lowlife and bounty hunter to squeeze him.
You can't run, Obi-Wan! You can't escape him!
Moses Ingram, the star of the show, is with us from Los Angeles. Good morning.
You too.
Your background, we don't have time to go through all of it, but you seem to have worked hard. And this is in school, in college, and you graduate and you chase your dreams. When you work hard and achieve success, does it feel that much better, do you reckon?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think in life, we're often prepared for the no and never prepared for what the yes might be. And I feel very blessed. There's not a day that I don't feel blessed that I get to do what I love at this level every day. It does come with its own set of things that I did not foresee or wouldn't have guessed. But I mean, I guess it comes with the territory, but I'm super happy to be here.
Are you enjoying the ride?
Yeah, I try to be as present as I can. I try to be as present as I can every day because I feel like it's all happening so fast.
It seems very simple. We'll talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi in just a moment. But it seems very simple. You graduate, you get the gambit, you're famous. There must have been more to it than that.
Yeah, because there's all the time in my life before I even got to school. You know, there was a period of time in my life where I was sort of just like figuring and calculating and trying to figure out. I knew my what, I just didn't know my how. And so there was a period of time where I really had to do some serious thinking about path planning, I guess.
Is that now done? You're on your path. This is it. And you're going to, it's all good.
I pray so. I pray so. One hopes that it's that simple. But yeah, keep my head down and stay prayerful. And yeah.
When you got Gambit, did you know something was big there? I mean, did you look at that? Because, I mean, it's easy as a viewer to look at that and go, this is brilliant. Were you in the midst of it thinking this is brilliant as well?
I hope that this does not sound offensive, but I mean, I had no idea that it was going to be what it was going to be, especially at least not for me. I knew for Anya, it would be, you know, a large moment, but I was only in a couple scenes. So I was expecting to do my scenes and then go do a couple scenes and something else. And like, hopefully like have this like steady build, but I have no problem with the way that it went.
Fantastic. any word on season two, do you know?
Not for me, but who knows?
Okay. What do you know of Star Wars being of a young persuasion, and Star Wars goes back quite a way? What did you know of Star Wars?
I mean, I knew Vader. I knew Obi-Wan. I had a lightsaber growing up.
No way.
I just had never seen the movies. I'd never seen the movies until now, you know, diving in on the prequels, sort of getting a good idea of where we fall in the timeline before we shoot. But, you know, I feel really blessed to have become a fan in this way, because now it's connected to so many moments and memories and characters as people and people who I consider friends now. And, you know, I prefer it this way.
Isn't that the craziest thing, that you can be growing up with a lightsaber? I mean, we all had lightsabers, of course.
Yeah.
But not all of us ended up in the telly show or the movie, did we? So what's the difference between your lightsaber now and the one you had as a kid?
Well, mine is custom to me and my hands, which is just sick. It's sick. It's very cool.
And is there a thing about using it? and whether it looks good on screen and how you do it and all of that? Is there a technique?
Oh, there are so many techniques. And then there are rules. Who can do what with their lightsaber and who can't, because of where something falls in a specific timeline or a certain character. And then, you know, the muscles it takes in your hand to even be able to hold up a lightsaber for hours at a time. Your forearm, my forearm got so strong, so strong.
Because it's a physical role apart from anything, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot of athleticism involved in this.
How much athleticism did you bring in before the part itself?
Well, you know, I had been a bit of an athlete coming up. But I mean, at that period in time, we were deep in pandemic. And so I definitely had like a pandemic 15 on me that... you know, it was work. We were working.
Pandemic 15.
Yeah, it was
that's
crazy.
Brilliant. So you had to sort that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Ewan McGregor. Now, how much did you know of him? Because I'm a massive fan. I think he's a genius.
Oh, I absolutely knew who Ewan McGregor was going into this.
Because you look at you've seen Trainspotting.
Yes.
I mean, that's exceptional. Yet he plays Christopher Robin in Winnie the Pooh. You know,
range.
That's range, that's depth, isn't it? Have you ever seen Salmon Fishing in the Yemen?
No.
Must watch, because that's one of those movies. He's I mean, it's not the biggest movie of all time, but he in it is the star. Fishing in the Yemen is the movie you want to watch. There, good to work with.
Amazing, super super wonderful human.
Good to hear. Yeah. As far as this goes, this could go forever with your prequel, sequel. Starts here, finishes here, this universe, that universe, who died, who didn't, whose brother. You could be doing this till you're 87.
One would be blessed. It'd be a great job, I think.
Where do you reckon it goes?
I don't know. You know, Disney made this a limited series. So what I do know is we have 6 parts for enjoying 6 times or more, because it's on streaming exclusively on Disney Plus. And I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good for what it is. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure it is. What's the rest of the year hold for you? Have you got plans or no?
Going back to work and also trying to make some time for summer fun in between. But yeah.
Well, we wish you all the very best. Lovely to talk with you and good luck with it all.
You too. Thank you so much.
Moses Ingram out of Los Angeles this morning, and the Obi-Wan Kenobi hits Disney Plus tomorrow.